The first eviction ceremony.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Gina, you're dead to us.
Matt was tortured by Earl's feet.
What is going on? That is sick.
Who did this?
Kip discovered Hutch's ass in his memento book, and Matt lost it.
What the f*** are you talking about,
dude?
There's
a couple Polaroids. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd freak out like this.
You better win that f***ing immunity tomorrow, dude, because I'm voting you the f*** out.
Dr. Pat took Matt to a whole new place.
There you go.
And Matt and Ashley made a hot connection.
I just think that there's something special with you and I.
Thank you.
What would you do if your entire world turned out to be fake? If an army of writers, producers, and actors spent over a year creating TV's most elaborate experiment around you? If they plotted your every move, recorded it 24 hours a day, and put it on national television? Well, that's exactly what happened to this guy. Meet Matt Kennedy Gould, one real guy competing for $100,000 on a reality show that he doesn't know is fake. Starring nine actors. Melissa Yvonne Lewis as Ashley, the rich bitch. David Hornsby as Hutch, the asshole. Angela Dodson as Molly, the virgin. Franklin Jones as Earl, the veteran. Nikki Davis as Gina, the schemer. Lance Krall as Kip, the gay guy. Brian Keith Etheridge as Brian, the buddy. Kristen Wiig as Dr. Pat, the quack. And me, Ralph Garman, as the smarmy host. All performing for the one guy who thinks it's real.
This place is starting to drive me crazy.
And joining us right now is Melissa Lewis, you know her better as Ashley, the bitch character on the Joe Schmo Show on Spike Network. And I got to tell you, I'm really loving this show. I've been like one of the biggest backers of it. We had on the guy who plays Ralph, the host. Okay. And it's a very, very funny concept. And this poor guy.
Oh, I know.
Poor Matt.
I love him. Isn't he great?
It's really, really funny. And again, you know, a couple times the actors like yourself, some of the folks have really almost cost the thing. But for some reason, this guy doesn't catch on.
No.
And he just keeps going with the flow.
He does.
And every time someone gives him, I think one of the characters even said this, you know, every time you give him a crumb, the guy grows for it.
I know.
It's just amazing how this is working out. Out of all the thousands of people they could have chosen to play that role, they get the right guy with Matt.
They did. They did a great job.
Tell me a little bit about your input into the character of Ashley.
When we talked about Ashley, we kind of did a parody on some of the girls from reality television, like Jerry or some of the girls from Real World, and she sort of starts out trying to make everyone her best friend and then turns on everyone.
Right.
And
in true reality TV tradition.
Right, exactly. That's sort of her strategy, is to go and keep everyone close, and then her true personality comes out. And so it's fun, because normally I play kind of the girl next door character, so this was fun for me. I originally auditioned and was going to play Molly.
Really? You were going to play the virgin? You went from the virgin to the bitch, huh?
I did.
Wow. I think that you're a good fit for the bitch.
Oh.
I always think of the virgin should be a blonde, you know, and the bitch a brown head.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
You know? Why not?
Doesn't really matter, though. But it probably would be. I think it's always more fun to play the bitch than the virgin, anyway.
It kind of is.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I don't have a bio in front of me, so... you know, where you're from, and how'd you get into acting?
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I've been acting since I was, 5 years old. I've grown up as a stage actor, and I graduated with a BA in theater, and then went to did some advanced training at the National Theater Conservatory in Denver, Colorado, and was in New York for a very short period of time, and my agents out there thought it was a great idea for me to come out to Los Angeles. So I've been out here a couple years, not very long, and really in enjoying it. I'm having a great time.
What else have you done before the Joe Schmo Show?
I do a lot of independent films, and I was visiting out here, gosh, maybe 5 years ago, and I did an episode of 90210. Just kind of little stuff here and there, mostly film and stage work.
What did you do on 90210? What character did you play?
I played a guest spot of a girl who was a friend of Dylan's who ran into him in the lobby. It was during the last season. Mm. And he was, gosh, I think, laundering some money at the time.
were you an R of Luke Perry? Were you a fan of the show?
You know, it's funny. I really wasn't a fan of the show. I just didn't... I was neither... I didn't dislike it or like it. I just didn't know that much about it.
Right.
And as a fluke, a friend of mine just happened to be working on the set and kind of got me on for the day. So it was fun.
Yeah, see, I was a big, huge 90210 fan.
Oh, you were?
So, yeah, so...
This was during the last season. In fact, if I remember right, what was his name? Brian Austin Green directed
really?
The episode.
Yeah.
I think some of them at the end sort of took turns.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think I even watched it the last season, but you know, I was really into it when they when Brenda was on, and when Shannon Daugherty left, I kind of got bummed out.
Yeah.
You know, because Shannon's such a sweet, sweet woman.
Oh.
She's sweet and innocent and quiet and just demure. She's just wonderful. And I always liked her. So now this gig over here, this Joe Schmo Show. Mm-hmm. I would assume, I don't know how long it goes. How many weeks does it run?
10 weeks.
10 weeks. Now, can you tell us if he found out, or is it something that's a secret?
What?
Did Matt actually discover that he was not really on a real show earlier on, or did it last the whole thing?
I can't tell you.
I know that. See, it's all secret.
It's all a secret, but I can tell you that it gets better and better. It really does. Like each episode. Gets better, and tonight's really a good episode.
Tonight is great. I love tonight's episode.
Yeah, things change.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Now tonight, I'll give everybody a little hint.
Okay.
That tonight, Matt is really gonna try to ruin your character.
Yeah.
And I won't say what happens.
It's weird because people that watched it last week think that Matt has developed a crush on Ashley.
Matt did have a crush on Ashley.
Yeah, he did.
But Ashley crushed Matt. And interestingly enough, you'll be able to see why as you go into a writer's meeting and hear the person that's in charge telling Melissa what to do with her character and why she has to do it.
Yeah, a lot of the meetings aren't shown, but the night after that, I guess, episode, we had a big meeting about how we did not want him to have a crush on Ashley.
Mm.
I mean, partly because you really don't want to play with someone's emotions like that. You know, it's one thing to kind of, you know, do what we're doing, but to take it that far is just, I wasn't comfortable with it, and the writers understood that. So we kind of had to go back to the writing table on that, and it was changing a lot of things. So we definitely change it tonight.
Hmm. Wow. Now, have you signed on to do anything else in terms of some shows, or are you working on other things as well right now?
I'm working on a few things, but Spike TV and Stone Stanley have talked to a few of us about possibly doing something further with them, not in the same genre of Joe Schmo, but... in some other areas. So,
I wonder if they could actually do a Joe Schmo too. I mean, I guess if they can do a, you know, the Joe Millionaire, another one of those, then they could probably do another Joe Schmo.
I guess they probably could.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But now I would assume that if they did that, they probably would have a different cast, though.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's the only way it would work.
Here's the interesting thing that, you know, I know that your character is Ashley the bitch.
Mm-hmm.
As of this point right now, we really haven't seen the bitch part come out. So I assume that that's going to develop as we come along.
Yeah, I think that it's sort of that Ashley just doesn't, right now, doesn't really get that everybody else hasn't seen what she's seen or had the kind of money that she's had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on last week's episode, you heard some of kind of her underhanded comments.
Right.
And that sort of starts to come out more. It's not that Ashley doesn't really become a full-on bad character until close to, you know, the end of her, but...
Yeah, because, I mean, you have as a guest this week Jerry Manthe, who played a real bitch on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And not on purpose, by the way, because a lot of times when they edit these things, they change the way people can see them. And Jerry came across as a real bitch. I'm not sure she's not really one in real life, but she certainly came across as one in Survivor. And her character on the Joe Schmo show is supposed to be really bitchy as well. And I thought that, you know, I think Simon Cowell is more of a bitch than her. You know?
Yeah, I think that she's just not very nice on this episode.
Yeah.
But
she's not that mean either, though.
She's not that mean.
No.
No, she's not.
She's being Jerry. Jerry's pretty nice, actually.
Have you talked to her?
No, I'm going to be talking to her in a few minutes, actually. But
you are?
But I believe that just by seeing her and hearing her in other interviews and stuff, I can tell as a person she's not a bad person.
No.
You know?
I think that, you know, they take a spin on every character, and so do we. I mean, that's part of the joke of the Joe Schmo Show, is that we kind of amp up those characters and make them sort of ridiculous, and that's the fun of it. And we hope that people really like it. I mean, people seem to, and they seem to get the fact that it's over the top, and the eviction ceremonies are quite hilarious. And
now, are you going to sit and watch it tonight when it's on the air?
Actually, I'm doing a show tonight. I'm in a play in Los Angeles tonight.
Oh.
So I'll be performing the West Coast premiere of Lean, a play by Brian Keith Etheridge, actually.
So now when you're in the play, are they mentioning the Joe Schmo Show at all as a part of publicity for the play?
No, I think it's just it's probably in the program in my bio, but I think it's just sort of about that Lean, just sort of about their show tonight.
Right.
But I'll TiVo it.
Well, exactly. There you go. But I always thought maybe you have a little party with some of your friends and watch it. You can always TiVo all of them and then watch them all right in a row.
That's right. We had a very big premiere party, and when they launched the show, Spike TV did. And I think that on closing night of the show, we're also going to do a big party.
Spike didn't invite me to the other party, and I'm really kind of annoyed about that. So you just touched on a very sore spot on me. I'm very sad now, Melissa. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But maybe they'll invite me to the closing party.
Amen.
Melissa, you can see Melissa tonight. She plays Ashley, the bitch, on the Joe Schmo Show tonight on Spike TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be TNN and it was something else. Now it's Spike.
I know. Now it's Spike.
Hey, good luck and enjoy it. I hope it works out well
for
you.
Thank you. Thanks for
watching.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Bye.